This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us here if you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've had a lot of posts on our Facebook page and elsewhere asking, what's happening in New Hampshire? What's going on with Bitcoin now being prohibited in the state of New Hampshire? At least that's what the headline was over at a website called dinbits.com. And, well, first of all, the headline is super inaccurate. It's very sensational, and it's not true at all. Bitcoin has not been prohibited. The sale of Bitcoin has not been prohibited in the state of New Hampshire. It's Ian and Conan here with you, but Mark has been replaced by Amanda, who is formerly known as Amanda Billy Rock. She's now Amanda B. Johnson. And welcome back to New Hampshire.
Well, thank you, Ian. What a great first stop.
Are we going to try to piss Amanda off and try to get the vein in her forehead to pulse?
I think
like,
that's Mark. You might be confusing her.
Well,
with
I mean, she's
Mark.
In Mark's chair, so I mean, we need to keep the status quo here, right?
I certainly hope not. Hopefully that won't occur.
We're not going to piss you off.
But, well, if you do, actually, my vein is right here in the middle, so just watch for right there.
So you do have a few opinions, I imagine, about the world of cryptocurrency, given that, Amanda, you've been actually, you've actually written for some Bitcoin-related websites.
I have. I've written for Bitcoin Magazine, Cointelegraph, and I currently write at Bitcoin.com and Let's Talk Bitcoin.
Oh, cool. Bitcoin.com is a great site.
Agreed.
And you've created your own daily podcast, it was going to be a podcast, but now it's like a video cast, I guess.
Certainly.
And it's called The Daily Decrypt.
Yes, sir.
What is it?
It is a Monday through Friday news update, but it is very selective news. It is not headlines for the sake of headlines, mm-hmm. such as Bitcoin is banned in New Hampshire, but rather it is headlines which focus solely on innovation and particularly pieces of information which the individual can use to empower themselves immediately.
So is it just cryptocurrency news or also like tech news as well? What do you cover?
We started in the beginning sometimes referencing different gadgets or perhaps open source or networking, but we came to find out that there is so much in crypto news and we wanted to compete in just one sphere, so it is cryptocurrency only.
Oh, okay, cool. So so not just Bitcoin, but maybe you'll report on some other cryptocurrency or other alternatives.
Yes, we are cryptocurrency neutral.
But you're obviously a huge fan of cryptocurrency. Like, that's why you're doing this.
Very much so.
So you're in favor of cryptocurrency, but neutral towards the variety of them that are out there.
That's correct.
What's your favorite alternative to Bitcoin? Just curious.
I would have to say Dash. And the reason
this is the private one, right? The anonymous currency?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it can be private if you want it to. They have a service called Darksend. Mm-hmm. And so if you enable it and pay for a small bit on top, your payment will first sit at a hub of a node, technically a master node, and it will be mixed with the payments of several others and then sent to the destination. And so that was their first claim to fame, but that's not actually even the reason why they became my favorite aside from Bitcoin.
Okay.
The reason for that they became my favorite was because Dash became the first cryptocurrency to fix the incentive problems in nodes. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, a cryptocurrency node is a person who hosts an entire copy of that currency's blockchain somewhere at home on their computer.
The blockchain being the record of every transaction that's ever occurred from the beginning of Bitcoin, for instance, or
exactly.
whatever other cryptocurrency.
Exactly. And so when you have every transaction ever recorded, you can imagine this gets to be a huge file.
I think it's like 20 gigs or something like that for Bitcoin right now.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And so in Bitcoin, the people who run nodes are not compensated the way miners are compensated.
It's true.
And so as a natural law of economics, that which you subsidize grows and that which you tax decreases. And so the node count in Bitcoin has decreased.
Really?
Yes, while the node count in Dash, where they pay their nodes, has increased. They've had an inverse relationship in their node counts.
Huh. Yeah, because I've been one of those nodes for Bitcoin just because I love Bitcoin, and it's just a hobby, a labor of love, if you will.
Yes.
But I get what you're saying there. You need to incentivize people to do that.
Yes.
Because the more nodes that one of these systems has, the more, the more impervious it is to, let's say, a takedown by the government.
Certainly. It's more impervious to a 51% attack, because Satoshi himself said in his white paper, this kind of currency can only work if the majority of nodes in the network are honest. That is, they are not colluding to defraud the network. And so the more nodes you have of real-world users, the less likely the 51% attack.
So the Daily Decrypt, it is 5 days a week over at youtube.com/thedailydecrypt.
Wow, you said that just right, Ian.
So we were talking...
Like you read it off a card.
We were talking off the air. We were talking off the air about... You and Pete Ayer, by the way, just came back from Mexico. After what, a year? How long were you guys gone from New Hampshire? More than a year.
14 months.
Okay, and that didn't just include Mexico. It was like Utah and some other places.
Mm-hmm. We went all around.
So, but you're back now, and you're kind of going to make a home in New Hampshire? Is that the plan?
Yes.
And they come back during the cold months.
Well, they're hardcore activists, so it doesn't matter when you come back. but I'm so glad that you guys came back. I think it's super exciting, and I know that Pete actually posted a blog post over at freekeen.com with some great pictures of you guys and your travels and explaining where y'all have been and, what the experience was like and why ultimately you decided to come back to New Hampshire. But you've been blindsided with this news that now all of a sudden New Hampshire is less of a Bitcoin-friendly place than it had previously been when you left. And apparently in the new year, so in less than a month, the official statutes will have been changed to include in the money transmitter statutes to include a definition for virtual currency. And so that basically means that the money transmitter regulations will apply to people who make a business of buying and selling virtual currency. That's essentially what has happened here. So that's not good news. There's no doubt about it. And there's been a lot of buzz around the activist community here. Like, a lot of people are upset saying, how could this have happened? Not just outside of New Hampshire, but people in New Hampshire, like, they didn't even know this was happening. They got blindsided by this news article at dinbits.com.net, whatever it is, dinbits.com. And they've been shocked by it. Like, how could this have slipped through? We've got a really good liberty community here, many of whom are huge Bitcoin fanatics. You have people like the Lamasu guys, who actually are Bitcoin vending machine operator manufacturers. There's a number of library. It's a new thing that's going on in the Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency world. That's happening here in New Hampshire. So there's a lot going on in the Bitcoin world here. And I guess people were just caught off guard because, even the Liberty reps didn't even know this was happening. And so there's a group called the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that reads all of the state legislature, the proposals, the bills, and even they didn't know that this was going on. So there are already some state reps who are saying, we're going to find a new piece of legislation coming up this year and try to repeal this. So there's already the gears are turning to try to make this right. But it's certainly not good news. It's not as bad as what they're saying. Like, the headlines are saying that Bitcoin's banned in New Hampshire. That's not true. And in fact, there was actually an article over at the Union Leader about this website headline being misleading. The headline over at the Union Leader was, website headline about Bitcoin's a bit misleading. The popular website, I'm just going to share this because it's got some interesting quotes from the banking department, who's sort of at fault here to some extent, besides the state reps that passed this. A popular website with users of Bitcoin triggered a bit of alarm about the status of the virtual currency in the Granite State on Monday morning with this headline, Bitcoin sales now prohibited in the state of New Hampshire. If you haven't finalized your Christmas list, you might want to add Bitcoin as a priority item if you reside in New Hampshire, wrote the editors of dinbits.com. Effective January 1st, it will be illegal to purchase or sell Bitcoin without a traditional money transmitter's license.
Uh-oh.
Unquote. Not so, according to Emilia Galdieri, the legal counsel to the state banking department, who said Dinbits.com appears to be misinterpreting a notice sent to all registered money transmitters, advising them of a state law taking effect within the new year. The new law affects money transmitters like Western Union or MoneyGram, but is not aimed at person-to-person transactions, consumer-to-business, or Bitcoin ATM machines, according to the state bureaucrat. So you could say that's a good sign, right? Like that the state bureaucrat who's the head lawyer for the banking department when interviewed about this news said, we don't want to touch even the Bitcoin ATM machines. We don't want to go after consumer-to-business or person-to-person transactions. So again, it's not as bad as it could be, but it's certainly not good news.
They're getting the tentacles in there.
Amanda Johnson, you going to stick with us for a little bit?
I think I will, because I don't think it's bad news, Ian.
All right, I want to hear about that. This is Free Talk Live.
Bloated belly? Gas? Acid reflux? You could have pounds of rotting, rancid, toxic gunk clogging up your gut right now. And with all the processed food we're exposed to today, it's no wonder why. Fortunately, there's Nubiotics, our first ever gunk buster for cleansing that toxic gunk out of your body. And right now, we're giving away a free trial to anyone who calls the following toll-free number, 1-800-983-2573. Strict limit of one free trial per household. With pounds of toxic gunk clogging up your gut, it's no wonder you don't feel good. Made with natural ingredients, Nubiotics is our first ever gunk buster scientifically designed to unclog your gut and cleanse that gunk from your body, flattening your belly and combating periodic bloating, excess gas, heartburn, and acid reflux. But hurry, call now for your free trial of Nubiotics while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-983-2573. Call now for details. 1-800-983-2573. That's 1-800-983-2573.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. If you want to join us here, you can do that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Conan in the studio with special guest Amanda Johnson from The Daily Decrypt at youtube.com/TheDailyDecrypt. 5 days a week of cryptocurrency-related news and updates posted once a day.
Yes.
Very cool. And it's free, of course, so go and check that out when you get a chance and hit the subscribe button. Also, you want to know, if you love freedom, about a contest going on right now over at antiwar.com. And it is going on until December 16th. So you got just about a week left on this particular contest. Antiwar had held a successful social media campaign with hashtag why I am anti-war, and hundreds of people wrote in with answers to this incredibly important question. Now they're aiming to encourage even more creativity with their new hashtag anti-war haiku contest. Antiwar.com is looking for the best pro-peace haiku. So if you've got the pros and you can counter the constant negative views and debates that we're all tired of, you can send your message of peace to the world. It's not just a holiday card, peace on earth. Let's make it resonate far and wide. You can make your point in clear 575-syllable haiku and submit your entry for a chance to win. You can actually win up to 0.7 Bitcoin. They've got the top three winners. It's going to be 0.7, 0.5, and 0.5. Bitcoin is up for grabs. So somebody's going to walk away with that Bitcoin. It could be you, as long as you enter before December 16th. Submit it to their official email address, which is antiwarhaiku@antiwar.com. That's antiwarhaiku@antiwar.com. And they are asking that you tag it with Antiwar Haiku on your favorite social bookmarking websites and Twitter and things like that to bring more attention to the contest. I think it's a cool idea. I don't know if it's the first time they've done it, but I'm glad that we're able to promote it for them. So, Amanda, you said you support, and maybe I didn't explain it correctly, but you support the government of New Hampshire adding virtual currency to the list of things that money transmitters are being regulated under, meaning that if you're a money transmitter and you're doing business, meaning that if you're doing business regularly or whatever with buying and selling, exchanging money with Bitcoin, exchanging U.S. dollars into Bitcoin and back and forth and things like that, that would qualify you now as a money transmitter in New Hampshire, where previously it may not have qualified you. You're saying you support that?
Well, Ian, I would have to say any statement that starts with, Amanda, you say you support the government, fill in the blank, that's always going to be false,
okay.
100%.
What do you support, then, about this?
Rather, I think that it is, and firstly, let me say, it is an ugly rights violation to ever attempt to coerce anyone into doing your own will. And so, of course, anyone who wanted to do business with virtual currencies, anyone who holds a money transmitter license and wanted to do business with virtual currencies in some way that is outside of this permission is naturally going to have their rights at least threatened, if not outright violated, should they choose not to obey. And certainly that is a travesty. Rather, I'm taking the long view on this, which is that I see this as a sort of Napster stage. So Napster was the beginning of file sharing, was it not?
Mm-hmm.
And Napster had to get slapped around and murdered by aggressive people in order for BitTorrent to be born.
And a bunch of babies came to fruition from Napster's death.
Certainly.
File-sharing babies, you mean?
File-sharing okay. babies. Yeah.
File-sharing babies. And now, when was the last time you had a hard time, Ian or Conan, downloading a movie that you wanted to download?
Actually, just recently. But it wasn't. By the way, I found out about that. It was someone else in the household who was leaking information.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
The cable company came after me because there were some things being shared that weren't supposed to be. So it's still there. It's just.
So you perhaps weren't using a VPN. Shame on you.
Correct. Well, I'm using one. The person who was caught was not.
Understood.
Gotcha.
Well, while your ISP may sick someone after you, the point remains that BitTorrent is accessible to everyone everywhere with a computer and internet access.
It's true.
And I do believe that as these centralized systems die, namely government and all of their regulations, I do believe that it will give birth to the BitTorrent of everything, which is peer-to-peer networks making these things happen.
So because government will fail in the future is why you sort of kind of reluctantly support the addition of the money transmitter or Bitcoin into the money transmitter laws? I'm confused.
No, I can't say I support
you
it in any way.
Okay.
Rather, just that I don't stress about it, and I'm not going to write a bunch
it.
Of
okay.
articles about how horrible it is and how people
You're not
going to
leave New Hampshire over this?
No.
Okay, that's
and
good.
I'm not going to call my state rep, and I'm not going to encourage you to call...
Normally, a listener would get knocked off the air for that one. We'll let you get away with that one.
Sorry, Ian.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are on nationally syndicated radio, and we can't let those things go on, sadly.
But do you think this might be a stepping stone whenever these big money transfer companies who can actually afford whatever hoops...
Coinbase, for instance, is one of two companies that has jumped through the hoop already.
Do you think they're going to get upset with the competition, little guys with ATM vending machines and Keen?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, well, hey, why do we have to jump through these fire hoops? Why shouldn't Ian Freeman have to jump through the exact same hoops? And they're going to be lobbying
the
state.
Well, I sure hope they don't, because the Bitcoin vending machine gets its Bitcoin from Coinbase.
Maybe someone over at Coinbase being, whoa, we don't want to do that because we're actually making a cut of the money, and so maybe that won't.
Well, and when I say that, I mean in the long run, the way the Bitcoin vending machine works, and the reason why it's a Bitcoin vending machine and not directly, it's not actually directly connected to Coinbase. So the long run of it is that the Bitcoin comes from Coinbase, but the vending machine itself actually vends from what's called a hot wallet. So there's a wallet attached to that vending machine that has a certain amount of Bitcoin in it. You know, I like to keep it above a certain level so somebody can come and buy a few of them at one time if it's necessary. And then when I reload the machine, the Bitcoin that's coming to reload it has come from Coinbase, ultimately.
I wonder, at beginning of the new year, your transfer fees that they're going to charge you are going to go up accordingly.
Well, I sure hope not. But, yeah, you're right. They're having to pay more money. They're having to pay money now to do business in New Hampshire where they hadn't had before. And, you know, at least the good news is here, we actually do have state reps in New Hampshire who understand what Bitcoin is and who love Bitcoin. And I don't know how many states have that. And these guys were caught off guard by this new regulation that happened. It was basically snuck in somehow. It managed to go under the radar of all the politically active people that we have here in New Hampshire, which is just proof that we need more people here in New Hampshire doing what they feel is right to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And some of those people are going to get into the state house, and they're going to get active there and make a difference. There was actually a proposal to have the state accept Bitcoin for payment of taxes.
I remember that.
That was one of the proposals last year. How do you feel about that one?
I mean, any increase of the usage of Bitcoin is certainly going to increase the value of every Bitcoin holder's holdings. And so I suppose I don't see how any of them could balk at that. And while I don't support the payment of taxes,
sure,
I do support anybody using a money which is scarce and is capped in its supply. And so if political actors in the state of New Hampshire would like to use Bitcoin, I will teach them how.
Fantastic. Well, there were some really interesting hearings that we had at the state house where the chairman of the hearing kept calling it BitCon. And I'm not sure if he was doing it because he was incompetent or if he was trying to take a shot at Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really clear on which one was
could be kind of a pyramid scheme.
Right,
over there.
Right. All right. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Amanda Johnson, I'm sure we'll be hearing from you again here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, check out her Daily Decrypt over on YouTube. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. If you want, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining us in the studio, Ian Conan here. Pete Ayer is back behind the microphone here on Free Talk Live. Sometime guest co-host here on Free Talk Live here and there throughout all the years. Welcome back, Pete.
Appreciate it. Good to be back with you.
Always good to see you. Smiling as always.
He's a lumberjack.
He's growing the beard out again. He's cut his hair for a little while, and now it's coming back. What's that, like a year's worth? What do you got on you there?
It's probably a couple months.
Just a couple months.
Yeah.
Damn.
What does Amanda say about that?
Oh, she likes it. I think we joked when I used to have it real long, and I cut it before we left the Shire. You know, and I walked in, and Amanda saw me shocked. She didn't know I was going to cut it, and then we joked that she was going out with my younger brother, because I do look much younger.
So welcome back. Founder of copblock.org and early mover for the Free State Project. Just moved back from from Mexico, and you spent a little bit of time in Acapulco. There's a few folks living out there like Jeff Berwick and Angel Clark. In fact, an Acapulco is coming up in February 19th through the 21st. You get to choose where you want to be. If you're a liberty-loving person, you can either go to the Liberty Forum here in New Hampshire that same weekend, or you can go down to Acapulco, a.k.a. Anarchapulco, and see all kinds of great speakers. They're going to have Jeffrey Tucker, Doug Casey, Luke Radowski, Adam Kokesh, Larkin Rose, Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, and many more, including Barry Cooper, who I'm a huge fan of. I love Barry's work. Did you get to hook up with Barry Cooper at all when you were down there?
When I didn't see Barry Cooper recently, when we went through Austin, Texas a few years ago, we were supposed to hook up with him at a meetup, but he wasn't able to show up that evening. But
I don't know where he's at in Mexico, but he's down there somewhere, I think.
I'm not sure if he's in Mexico or South America. I believe.
You're right. I know he went to South America, and I think he ended up in Mexico, but what part, I'm not sure. Anyway, you can meet Barry and many other folks, including Vit Jedlicka, who is the president of Liberland as well. So all kinds of all-stars going to be at the Acapulco Grand Hotel in Acapulco. It's happening February 19th through the 21st, although workshops are happening from the 17th through the 23rd. So it's a long event. And Acapulco.com, you can go there to get your tickets. That's Acapulco.com. So, Pete, you're back here in the Shire. You're living in the Keene area for the time being, and I think it's great to have you back. But it's been a long journey. I mean, you hit the road 14 months ago. You went out and did some traveling inside the United States, ultimately deciding to kind of explore outside. You went down to Mexico for quite a while. Most of it was spent in Mexico, right? Most of your time?
Well,
away?
We were in Mexico for about 4.5 months, and that was split between Cozumel, where we have a couple friends who go annually to Pork Fest, and they themselves left the USSA so they could continue playing their profession, which is online poker.
That's right.
And then we decided to check out Acapulco because we heard there was a growing community there and knew some of the folks, and we're glad we went to both places and just sort of checked them out. And as you mentioned, we went elsewhere in the USSA, including a stint out in this very southern California desert in an RV that was sort of off the grid, which was pretty interesting. And unfortunately, we didn't run into as many like-minded folks there, but it was an experience nevertheless. And Amanda and I eventually, concluded that we both really miss the community here in the Shire, and it's unparalleled, not just over these past 14 months, but Amanda's traveled extensively herself, as have I, with other projects, and there's definitely pockets and groups of and communities and crews here and there doing things, but
you've been to D.C., Detroit, and a variety of places.
Yeah, Nashville, Oakland, there's definitely Denver, there's a lot of folks going to Colorado, but we just both felt that it was time to come back to the Shire and really, really invest ourselves here and not be stretched thin over other places.
I think it's awesome, and I think it's a huge endorsement of the community that you're talking about here. And when you've been to other places, and now you can really compare and say, yes, what's happening in New Hampshire is really special. And I think it's important to remind our listeners that what's happened here, all of the victories, all of the amazing, news that has come out of New Hampshire, the civil disobedience, the political victories, there's so much that's happened here. It's all happened with early movers. So even though you just moved back to New Hampshire, you're still an early mover for the Free State Project. The official move has yet to begin. We're still trying to get to the 20,000 threshold, when there will then be a 5-year window of time when all 20,000 Free State Project participants will have to move here. So you've had over 1,500 people who are like us that are early movers who really sort of laid the groundwork, creating a lot of organizations and activism and things that are happening here that just are not duplicatable anywhere else, simply because you just don't have the numbers of libertarians. I was talking with a guy recently who, I forget which city he lives in, but, a decent-sized city. And, I asked him how many people are active in the liberty movement there. And usually the answer is between 5 and 20, depending on, how large the city is. And sure enough, he couldn't think of more than, 8 people who were regularly active doing any sort of liberty activism stuff. And I said, I've got more than that on the same block with me here, literally in the same home. I've got, we're in the LRN studios here. There's also the Society for Love and Peace, which is right next door. And then across the street, there's another house called the Capitalist House. So this is one of the developments that's happened here, I think, since you've been here, Pete,
right?
Is you used to actually run the Keene Activist Center years ago. That's now called the Society for Love and Peace, and Rich Paul is heading that up. But what's happened since you've been gone is the house literally across the street has sold to a Free State Project participant. There's three people living over there. They got room for one more.
Excellent.
Over at the Slap, there's, I think, three or four people living there right now. And here in my house, there's three people. So the combination of the amount of libertarians just on this corner in Keene, New Hampshire, is a higher concentration than most cities have in their whole activist community.
And it really makes a difference, just, you know, being immersed in that and not just having, like, hey, let's get together every other weekend and have a social event or do
right.
something like that. It really makes a difference. So it's we're both excited to be back.
I know that you have yet to go, I think, probably to one of the new movers parties. I highly recommend that. In Manchester, they've been doing monthly parties, which they're happening at the place called The Quill. For listeners that don't know, that's a gathering place for liberty-minded activists in Manchester. And they've been having regularly at least 20 new movers attending that party. Now, that doesn't mean they're all moving to Manchester. They could be Concord and, you know, various different areas coming to that new movers party. But, I mean, week after week after week, there's new people coming to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and the official move hasn't even started yet. It's just, it's hard to really describe what it's like to be able to come out the front door of your house, and when you wave at your neighbor, you know that person's either a voluntarist or a, you know, hardcore libertarian or an anarchist, however they would, you know, describe themselves. It's a cool thing.
Yeah, it goes a long way. Peace of mind, as well as, you know, folks to work with on projects or just having conversations and learning from each other. It's really, you know, I remember when I used to live in the D.C. area and I got involved with the Mid-Atlantic Free State Project, and I would tell people, you know, you can move to New Hampshire and have more liberty tomorrow than you may have in your entire life living here. And it's so true. Like, no, there's no way you could change that, the incentives in that town to be more conducive to liberty. But up here with this, the breadth and the depth of the community, and not to mention just, you know, the friends of the FSP or just the sort of mindset that's here, that sort of live and let live, but I'll help you out if you need a hand kind of, and I really like that.
Even the people who are inside the state, some of them are less offensive in a lot of ways than people in, let's say, D.C., for instance. I posted a message on Facebook recently. We were at a Bernie Sanders event doing some outreach. I was handing out Bitcoin flyers to people at a Bernie Sanders event at the Keene State College a few days ago, and one of the security officers for the school, who's been a security officer there for 14 years, comes up to me, and, you know, he knew my name. I didn't know his name. He's like, hey, Ian, what's that all about? Asking me about the flyer and Bitcoin. So, you know, we got into a conversation about Bitcoin, and he seemed relatively receptive and genuinely interested in that. And that led into a half-hour-long conversation that covered a variety of different topics, including his frustration with the sort of the status of policing today. He expressed some frustration that, you know, he can't get people to be interested in being a cop anymore, and he understands why that is. And he says specifically he's actually the police chief for the town that you're actually living next door to right now, Pete.
Okay.
He's the police chief there, and that's like a part-time job for him. His full-time job is working security at the college. He says he won't hire any of the badge heavies. There's so many of them out there, and he's not interested in hiring those people.
Wait, define badge heavy.
Badge heavy is somebody who wants to use the badge, the power, to wield it over people. And it's not uncommon in the policing business these days.
That's great to hear.
Even some of the cops here are, you know, a little bit easier to get along with. It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust? Who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe you got a question for Pete Ayer, the founder of CopBlock.org, one of two founders of CopBlock. He's here with us back in the studio in
the Shire. Or how to cut trees or something. You get your chainsaws in your truck, right?
I don't own a chainsaw these days. But
You look like you can do handy with a chainsaw. Yeah. So just arriving back from Mexico, and I noticed that Amanda's dressed up. She's ready for the cold. Did you guys get rid of all of your cold weather gear before you went to Mexico?
Oh, we sure did. We gave a lot of our property away. And in fact, when we went into Mexico from the USSA, we went on foot from El Paso and Juarez. So we had
whatever you could pack with you.
Yeah, we had a backpack each and one little suitcase that we rolled, and that was it. We just thought, hey, let's go in here and be sort of off the grid and off the radar.
So you walked, what you said was Juarez where you crossed?
That's correct.
Now, what was it like walking across the border?
It was somewhat like we expected. It was going that way, going south across the border, there was very little... there was one dude, there was a couple dudes with rifles standing against a building, and they just sort of eyeballed us as we walked past, but there was nothing more than that. But going north across the political boundary, there was, a line that was an hour plus of wait, plus these sort of cattle turnstiles that people get questioned at and whatnot. But
wait, tell me more about going south again. What was it?
It was almost nothing. You just
almost nothing.
Yeah, it was almost nothing. You walk on the sidewalk. You know, it's across. There's the roads on your left, and there's a couple guys leaning against the building as you get into Mexico and they have rifles slung, but they're just we're sitting there talking with each other and. Just
you have to come over and talk to him? Like
No. I just walked past him, and that was it. And then we hopped in a taxi and went to the airport and flew to our destination, which was Cozumel.
So, wait, you went into Juarez, Mexico.
Correct.
Flew from there to Cozumel.
Yeah.
And there was no, like, passport check at any point?
Well, actually, when we got to the airport, there was. We hoped we could get on, you know, the plane and not have any sort of ID kind of stuff.
That'd be awesome.
But we actually, yeah, we bought our tickets, you know, using Bitcoin and...
Cool. From which website?
Well, we used cheapair.com.
Okay, I didn't know they did international flights. That's good to know.
Yeah,
okay.
And we used Cheap Air when we flew back from Mexico City direct to Boston, and we were pretty happy with everything.
Awesome.
But, yeah, all in all, I mean...
So you did have to show a passport when you
We did. They
flew
gave
to...
us, yeah, they gave us a six-month visa, but later, after we spent the two months in Cozumel, we decided to go to Acapulco. We took the bus across Mexico, so a 30-hour bus ride from the east side to the west side, and... We were surprised to find there were quite a number of police checkpoints, military checkpoints going through the peninsula, Yucatan, and east of Mexico City.
So you were on a bus, and there were military checkpoints. What was it like? Were they taking people off the bus?
What were they looking for?
They would board the bus and sort of eyeball people, walk up and down, and we got asked for IDs once, as well as another gentleman did. But, I was kind of surprised to find that, like, in inland internal checkpoints, we'd heard there are plenty of checkpoints close to the USA border that are funded by the USSA political actors and things.
So Mexican-run checkpoints allegedly funded by the U.S.?
Right, yeah, closer to the political boundary, that is the case, and it's to try to, you know, I don't know, to make sure they can get their stuff across and not their competitors get their stuff across, I guess. But, I mean, this is... Not a surprise. When we left the desert of California and we were on a Greyhound bus, you know, there's inland checkpoints that these folks now run that they say are legal and whatnot. So it is just, I don't know, unfortunate. But and then after and that trip from eastern Mexico to western Mexico, as we got close to Acapulco, you know, there was one checkpoint we saw where there were, you know, sandbags and dudes with machine guns. And I mean, and even in Acapulco itself, it's got this reputation, and there was plenty of military and police in Acapulco, like running around in convoys with machine guns mounted. And
yeah, see, that's what I kind of thought would be the case, because when Jeff Berwick was saying, there's no cops in Acapulco, like, well, maybe there's no cops, but there's, like, the military police, right?
Yeah, and that's what we heard, and I looked into that before we left, and it turns out it's, like, the transit police, and they said, hey, we want some more coin, and everyone's like, whatever, you just harass people.
They went on strike.
Right, so they went on strike, but they ended up, like... They're there now.
Didn't they come back? They came back.
Right. Yeah. They're there. Then there's about, you know, there's the Federales, and we hear there's going to be like 6,000 more Federales there in town over the next couple months, because there's some like annual teachers union.
Yeah. And it wasn't it wasn't hard to like Google Acapulco and police and find issues of abuse with the military guys. Like, so even when the traffic cops were gone or whatever, you still have the police that are doing what cops do, right? They're the same everywhere in the world.
Exactly. And that's just it. It's relative everywhere. You know, a couple of years ago, I was in South Africa and saw the same thing. And we met some people in Acapulco that said, oh, we moved here and now we're free. But it's like you look across the street and you see someone with a badge harassing someone else who's local. And that doesn't make sense. You know, I'm not free if that dude's not free.
See, that's how I've always felt about it, Pete. It's like, you know, okay, yeah, you can go somewhere else as a libertarian. And if you've got money, then you can probably live pretty well in a place like Mexico or an island nation or something like that. You can spend less and live better. That's true. But ultimately, you kind of have to hide out. You know, you kind of have to get your gated neighborhood or whatever.
Exactly.
And have to try to not pay attention to the aggression that's going on around you. And people like us, we care about other people. I don't want to see my neighbors aggressed upon, because if they're being aggressed upon, then it's only a matter of time before I'm going to be aggressed.
Exactly,
upon.
Exactly. And that's what we thought. We said, hey, let's, you know, so, I mean, we could go somewhere that's super remote and try to do our thing, but really, are we going to have a great quality of life, or would we rather be back amongst our great community and people that we really care about and love.
And a growing community.
Exactly.
That, mm-hmm. Which no one else has anywhere else. I mean, yeah, you got Liberland, and I think that's an exciting thing. I don't know if you've been following Liberland at all.
I've heard of it a little bit through, I guess, liberty.me.
So, yeah, we actually haven't reported on it in a little while here on Free Talk Live, but it's, you know, it's a fascinating experiment where you've got basically a no man's land in between, I think it was Serbia and, God, what was the other country? Serbia and Croatia, I believe. There's like a little 3 square mile plot of swamp, basically, that part of it gets flooded regularly. But so it's not the most friendly place. There's plenty of mosquitoes during the warmer months. And
I just found out about Rojava.
You mentioned this in
northern Turkey. I haven't really done a whole lot of investigation.
I just found out about it yesterday. Okay, what do you know about?
It's a bunch of anarchist, Kurdish, Arab, Christian. You know, they've been chased off, and they want to live free in a free state.
How do you spell it?
Rojava.
Okay.
And so they have essentially 3 little city states up on the border of northern Turkey. And they're fighting off, other big players and especially ISIS. And, of course, the other players, Turkey and whatnot, are not big fans of them. They got a population of 2 million. So it's not small.
Hold up. Rojava has 2 million people?
2 million folks, and they got the women.
Okay, but they're not all anarchists and libertarians.
Well, when you listen to them talk, they're all about, we're all accepting. We don't care what your religion. We don't care what your nationality. We don't care what your skin color. You come live in this free state. And it's an anarchist mutualist setup. So they're all, they have collectives that I guess, put their money they back up these collectives, or they send out volunteer fighters to man the border, and the women are fighting with the men. Some of the residents aren't crazy about this. Some of them are still sending their children, to Europe and to England and to the Americas, because it's not, apples and oranges. I mean, it's not flowery, kittens. Flowery kittens.
Definitely sounds worth learning a little bit more about. So, definitely. There's some other stuff out there in the world, but nothing with the footprint, nothing with the effectiveness, and with the potential for the future, I think, as the Free State Project has.
Right, I agree. And so it's interesting to learn about those things. And it doesn't mean that you have to, like, choose this place or that place. You could always snowbird in a place, or you could visit a place for a month, and then that cross-pollination of ideas and the network of connections, grows, and we all become better off.
Did you know much Spanish before you went down to Mexico?
Do you know any Spanish?
I know more. I definitely am much better now than I was before we left. I had a little bit in government schools, but that is what it is. But Amanda knew a little more. She spent a month in Chile before, and is, I don't know, better at that kind of stuff than I am. But
now, Cozumel is obviously a touristy area, so there's probably plenty of English speaking there. Is. What about Acapulco?
Acapulco, it was the inverse. There was very little English, I actually got a couple random folks independently told me, "Hey, you speak good Spanish." And I was like,
"Did anyone recognize you as Pete from Cop Block down there?"
There was one guy at the Latin American Bitcoin conference who's from Brazil, who's working on a project called Bitcourt. And when we requested press passes to cover it for the Daily Decrypt, he was like, "Is that Pete from Cop Block? That's crazy." And so we met him, and it was a good crew.
So cool. Well, glad to have you back, Pete and Amanda. It's awesome that you guys are back in the Shire, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you around as time goes on. Obviously, we'd love to have you back regularly here on Free Talk Live.
Cool. Thanks, Ian.
So, thanks for coming on. Conan, as always, appreciate it. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out the Daily Decrypt over at youtube.com/TheDailyDecrypt. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency.
Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.